What is the date today?
It's the 10th.
I just asked that because my dad's birthday is 2 days away, so you gotta start paying attention. Today is Wednesday. It is the rundown. It is May 10th.
Ooh. It's darty season.
It's May 10th.
You once called your dad in like November and said happy birthday.
No, that's not true.
What month was it?
We told a story today. My dad, we got a snowstorm and he was in a fight with the neighbors and he was shoveling the snow into my neighbor's, like,
sounds like Mike Portnoy.
That's the driveway. Most disrespectful.
And then they walked out, and the guy's like, "What are you doing?" My dad's like, "I had no answer." Anyways, today's rundown is brought to you by Darty Season, as well as Mott and Bo. And by the way, Coley, walk in front of the kid. This shirt right here,
it's
this tank top.
That's a heater.
Are you a model?
That's a heater.
Okay, that's what the fucking Darty model.
If you're not dartying in that shirt this summer, then you're not dartying.
That is the Darty shirt.
Loud Sean. What are you doing, Loud Sean?
Loud Sean's getting he liked it. You got to
get a Darty hat on. Someone get Loud Sean a Darty hat. Get him a Darty hat.
Mott.
Thank you.
Mott and Bo, jeans, use the code RUNDOWN 2017, 20% off your first order. I must spell out the website twice, MOTTANDBOW.com, MOTTANDBOW.com. Mott and Bo sells high quality jeans at a fair price. Normally jeans this good sell for $200+. They'll sell them for around $100. Can't beat it. Oh, Loud Sean getting
that. Get off, get in the
Darty. That hat looks amazing.
Get out, get Sean. Walk through, just
like
walk
through. Like a train conductor or something
through.
With that hat on.
Little Darty season walk
the,
through.
The hats are fire. The shirts are for sure. The sorry for Darty.
Sorry for Darty. That's like a, everyone, I come to the party and everyone's like, hide the beer. Here he comes. Yeah, sorry for Darty.
Mott and Bo. Go rundown 2017, 20% off your first order. Okay, back to Matt Harvey, back in the news. And we kind of hypothesized about this already, that Edelman was seen with Adriano Lima. There's rumors coming out that they're getting back together. Now the New York Post, everyone's saying that is what sent Harvey into a tailspin. We also have pictures of Matt Harvey doing the Viva sign, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Matt Harvey is a stoolie. He got cucked by another stoolie, Julian Edelman. I went to One Oak, blew off some steam. Hey, it happens. You get cucked. I feel bad. And Julian Edelman, he'll cuck you. My thing is, I can't believe that the triangle is Adriano Lima. Rewind 10 years ago, yes, but Adriano Lima, both Edelman's just like, all right, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to move on. Edelman does what Edelman wants to do. He's so good looking. He's the prime of his career, everything. Matt Harvey's got to grow up a little bit. And I like Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
But you can fuck way better. You're getting cucked by Lima.
I mean, she must just be
Lima?
Like a dragon in the sack, right? Like she
is
must be doing something if she's landing guys like this who are like, you know, in and out, breaks up with her, back with her, Harvey's crying over her. She must do something, right?
Also, Edelman and Matt Harvey are not on the same.
Edelman's way ahead of him.
Like in terms of looks and everything.
In terms
like
of
everything.
Almost everything. It's like if I got cucked by Julian Edelman, I'd be like, okay, right?
Yeah,
makes perfect
as long
sense.
As the guy you get cucked by is better looking.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But even still, you can't react like this. You go out, you drink,
yeah,
you get
caught
too
feelings.
Drunk.
He caught
yeah,
feelings.
It's like,
yeah.
Come on. He in the very beginning of his career, he said he wanted to be the next Jeter.
Do you
think Jeter would be crying over a chick
do you
like
think,
this?
Do you think Matt Harvey's like going to be still talking about it in like a month from now in the locker room? And everyone's going to be like, dude, get over it.
Yeah, because he's that kind of guy.
I think Matt Harvey.
Be careful, he's your boy here. He's your boy.
Well,
do you know that we're making
boy.
Fun of you to your face or no?
Matt Harvey, me?
Yeah.
I'm getting made fun of?
We literally just repeated your whole like experience in the last few months.
Like, do you think maybe he'll go on a radio show and talk about it?
No. You
as long as the guy's better looking.
No, you were so far out of the league comparing. I mean, Edelman and Zoolander are like, I mean, Edelman.
Yeah, but comparatively,
no,
you're Matt Harvey.
No, because they're both like, I'm rich and all this shit. No, that was so far off, I didn't even put it together.
The big brain couldn't crack that one.
No, I couldn't. I didn't even put that together. I was going to say, on a serious note, that Harvey, before he got hurt, I mean, he was kind of A-list, wasn't he, for a while?
He was an A-list based on, like, potential. But when you look at what he's done, it's like...
He's, like, hype.
Why is he? Yeah, it's all hype, you know?
Well,
but I'm a Matt Harvey guy.
Yeah,
he might be on the Cubs. I mean, we were just talking about that. Kevin and I were just putting together a trade.
I almost had to look. The Giants. It's like we shut these TVs off. It was first and second.
By the way, can't we? Isn't this like when no country has ever bombed a country that has like McDonald's? Can't we have Edelman and Matt Harvey come to the office and figure this out?
Figure it out.
I'm much more of an Edelman guy. There's no way to
put on some Darty shirts and have a good time.
How about we all just agree Edelman to kick Adrenaline to the curb? She's right. Up for trouble.
Yeah, Edelman does before fuck. Hose, he does whatever guys. He wants. And by the way, I don't think Edelman had Botox on his face, so that's a point for
he did or did not?
Did not.
Who said he did?
Nobody, but you tried to make comparisons. Zoolander had Botox.
I don't even know what.
Yeah, dude, the fact that you know about this guy.
What do you mean you know about this guy? How would I not know about this guy?
I didn't know.
Come
he
on,
got
how would I, don't try to paint that. I didn't even bring it up. I didn't even know you were making the comparisons until he said that.
But the Botox is like, you know everything about Zoolander.
I had no idea he got Botox.
Look at his fucking face. Don't pin this on. I didn't even know you were making the comparison. You guys brought it up. You know what I brought up? You want to talk about it? We'll fucking talk about it.
Deep. But seriously, can't Edelman, like, Edelman, Matt Harvey, this is an open offer. Come on the rundown. We'll put on some Darty hats. We'll figure this out like men.
Like men.
But
like
Edelman
boys
doesn't,
do.
We'll have a wrestling
Edelman's
match.
Not intentionally trying to cuck out. He's just going around, fuck whoever he
no,
wants.
No, I don't think Edelman. I mean, were Matt Harvey and Adriana Lima like a couple?
Apparently.
And the like salt of
Harvey
the wounds,
thought he was.
She unfollowed him on Instagram, which is just a fucking kick to the dick.
Yeah. Bottom
I'd
line is.
I'd probably be crying too.
If you try to date anybody who Edelman, you're going to get killed.
You're a 28-year-old millionaire in fucking New York.
The penthouse in Greenwich Village. Don't catch
who cares about the 40-year-old model? On to the next one, man. Right. Come on.
Putin. So James Comey fired. They asked Putin right before a hockey game, and then all of his highlights come out of his hockey game.
How will the firing of James Comey affect U.S.-Russia relations?
There will be no effect. Your question looks very funny for me. Don't be angry with me. We have nothing to do with that. President Trump is acting in accordance with his competence and in accordance with his law and constitution.
This guy is an electric factory on the ice. You say he had 10 goals? Is that
No, I made that up. That was the highlights that I put in the blog were from his 63rd birthday when he scored 7 goals.
7 goals. There's a highlight that just came out. I saw too. I think it was from the other day. He had a nice move. I love how everyone kind of stops playing but not playing.
The goalie goes the other way.
The goalie, yeah.
They do a very good job of faking it like just enough where it doesn't look like, you know, it's a make-a-wish thing.
And he's wearing, I like how he wears like a white helmet and everybody else on the team has a red helmet.
Yeah,
just
don't touch
out. Also, at what point? What's happening over here with the
ads? We're adding
the,
an ad.
Like, what's going on?
Oh, we're adding an ad.
Like,
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Right. He
did. What do you mean you heard the tail end of
they
it?
They got
downstairs?
The seed. They got the live feed.
The live
they
feed.
Listen to everything.
Did you
do
see how he was snaking around? Like we wouldn't notice him too. Like
you gotta put on a Darty
like
hat if
slowly.
You want to come hang over here.
Like, let me slowly
this is
just
the
walk
Darty,
right in
Darty
front of you.
Think
I don't have great peripheral vision. I saw everything you fucking did. That was really weird.
The option was go interrupt or try and signal it. I was just gonna underline it. Okay.
Okay.
My mistake.
Yeah. Because it says right on it, must spell out website
he's,
twice.
Dave is in a bad mood. We brought up Jay Hammy, so he's lashing out.
Apologies.
Not lashing out. I'm not fucking lashing out.
Easy. It felt like a lash to me. I'm feeling lashed out on, and it's not even directed at me. You're lashing.
Lottie Dottie.
We like
the Darty. We like the Darty.
We like the Darty.
Darty season.
Does Putin... I think Putin thinks he's an awesome hockey
yes.
player.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is like, he's kind of lame for this, right?
A little bit, but...
This is Kim Jong-un that everybody laughs at, and then Putin does it. It's like, you're in the same boat, bro.
This is part of being a dictator. You can be as lame as possible, and no one's going to say it. No one's saying this to him. And the balls on this chick to interview him about this, like, he looked like... He had that like, sociopath smirk where he's like, I could kill you right now. And I can kill you on camera and no one would arrest me.
Be dead.
Yeah.
You could.
It was crazy.
I'm still, I know it's like, I'm a Putin guy. I have been for a long time. I find him funny, but the shit he does
we're
makes
very
me
pro
laugh.
Kim Jong and Putin on this.
These guys, they're funny fucking guys. You go out and score like
funny's
seven
funny.
Goals. Yeah, funny's funny. Funny plays.
Tape to tape.
Southwest, we have this story before Lenny Dykstra came and interrupted everything. There was yesterday, there was like a brawl at a Fort Lauderdale airport because they canceled like 20 flights or something. I'm not quite sure why they canceled them because their Southwest was at weather.
It's just the new thing with the airlines, I think.
Just like all our flights are canceled. Yeah. So people start fighting, people getting thrown down. Now today on a Southwest flight, or maybe that was Spirit.
Spirit, it was Spirit. Which you deserve it.
Southwest, same thing.
That's no, the, that, no.
Yeah.
That, well, no.
They're both lower rung.
Yes, but Spirit is like, Spirit does like the dollar deal thing.
Isn't that Southwest guy does that too?
Southwest is still higher than Spirit.
But
Spirit
but
is.
The point is that they're both airlines where it's like, you know what you're getting into.
Spirit,
so if
I think they
your
didn't charge you
if
for
you get
like
20 flights yeah. canceled. That's how Spirit and Southwest
Southwest
roll.
Has some class. Mark Davis flies Southwest. Raiders owner.
So these people are in a fight. And by the way, I had a hard time doing our things today because, shocker, our website was broken. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't click to say, is the website still down? Yes. Pretty amazing stuff going on here that we are still, like how many.
Is our store still up?
We have.
You can
we
still
have
buy
a whole.
Shirts.
You can still. It's still Darty season no matter what the website's doing.
We have a whole floor now of just business
site
people.
Works?
Site works.
We're back.
That's an improvement. So these people are fighting. And if I understood the article, they were jostling over a seat, but the flight landed. So I don't even know what the fuck that means. The only thing I can think, which I do think you should be allowed to get beat up for, is I hate, and I mean I hate, when a flight lands and the row behind you tries
oh
to scoot
my God.
Before you.
The worst.
Those people deserve to be beaten up. So I thought maybe that's what happened.
Thank you for bringing that up, Dave. Those people are the worst
the
people
worst.
In the world. Follow the fucking rules. Like, and they don't even, it's not even they get up and then they're off the plane. They get up and they just stand 5 feet in front
right.
of you.
Yeah, right. And it's like, they think you're, like if you're on the inside, you can't stand up and get ready till like your row moves.
The
so
worst.
The person cuts in front. So if that's why this person got beat up, then he deserves to get beat up
yeah.
or there deserves
yes.
to be a fight.
How about all these people trying to break it up?
That, one guy was like landing haymakers. I still don't.
Would you break up a fight?
I don't know.
Two strangers on a plane?
Normally I wouldn't, but now like this new trend that everyone's just videotaping everything on a plane.
No,
I'd probably try to get a little hero ball in. You
no.
know? Like get a headlock.
If that
Something
plane
cool.
landed, I would be climbing over the seats to get off the plane. Not because I care about them. It's just when you land, you just want off. So it's like, oh, I'm gonna sit and break up this fight.
Yeah.
I still would like to know what possible. If the article's right that the plane landed and they're jostling over seats, I don't know what other explanation, what could cause a fight at that point. I guess walking on, that's one of these airlines where it's like you can just sit anywhere, right?
Yeah, Southwest, you just, yeah, you get a number and you just go.
So that I could see. Someone's like wants an aisle,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like I was here first. And then again, that's on Southwest. Like that should be
but
in the fine print.
But that's never even happens. Like the, if you have a bet. When you fly Southwest, you know if you have a bad number or not. And if you have a bad number, you get stuck with every seat you got. If you're in an A, you shouldn't have to fight for anything.
Yeah,
so
that's part of the deal. Coach O, back in the news, he was on Dan Lebatard's show, said he drank eight energy drinks per day.
8 to 10.
8 to 10.
How many Monster energy drinks do you drink a day?
You know, when I'm drinking them, I may go 8 to 10.
That's
amazing,
Ed. Good Lord, Ed. Ed.
That's dangerous.
Ed, right? Your face is going to explode.
Yeah, look, if we're going to do something here at LSU, we do it full speed, my man.
All right, very good.
That
means it's 10, by the way.
That,
yeah.
by the
you
way.
Know, when you throw that out there, you're trying to like keep it low. No, it's 10.
Very unsurprising news.
No.
I mean,
think he lost like 25 pounds just from cutting out the energy drinks. That's when you know that you drink too many energy drinks. And we all know, Coach O, he goes the full, like, tall boys.
24 ounce yeah.
Monster. The one where they, like, they'll show how much sugar's in it, and it's like a fucking Tony Montana heap of cocaine.
Yeah.
He does 8 of those.
His coffee.
You know who does this? Office manager Brett.
Does he?
He drinks that shit like
I have a little bit
water.
Of
water. It's crazy.
Of a energy drink that shall not be named.
Addiction.
Thing, but I go sugar-free. So
well, I've told this coffee. When I started putting in my own cream and sugar, I lost weight because I do half and half and not a ton of it. Coffee's not like bad. You know, you can drink unlimited coffees, right?
I'm pretty sure you can find a research, you know, a study that tells you anything's good or bad for you.
That's true. That's like
whatever
right
you
now.
Want to hear.
Right.
Whatever you
coffee
whatever you
makes
need to
you
know.
Live longer.
Yep.
Coffee gives you a heart attack when you're 40.
Coley is in my brain because I had to stop eating sushi because I got the mercury poisoning. And then I started eating the same. I had chicken teriyaki with like three orders of edamame. And then he said that makes you into a chick.
A lot of estrogen.
Yeah. And so probably now, gonna get a yeast infection.
Now I'm worried about that. So it's like anything you eat, if you don't do it in moderation, I don't do anything in moderation, then it becomes bad for you, which is unfortunate.
That was the best part about Coach O. He basically, drinking energy drinks is a competition to him. He's like, we do everything the hardest at LSU. Like, that's just Coach O.
A somber note, but worth mentioning. Big Black, Robin Big, dead. Was it a heart attack?
When I read it, it said causes like not determined, but that was like when it first broke, so I don't know if it's out.
So he's kind of universally liked. I think everybody liked Robin Big. That's kind of when Dyrdek made his name. So it's just sad. It was a good show.
Revolutionary show.
Genuinely
truly funny.
Yeah.
When I met with Chernin, before we sold Barstool, he was like, what are some guys or companies you look up to that you'd like to do with Barstool? And I said Jimmy Buffett and Rob Dyrdek, based on them taking kind of one.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, because he basically had like one thing, his shtick, which was, you know,
like parrot heads, and
then he turned that into a lifestyle brand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like restaurants, books, and Dyrdek kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's what the Barstool become a lifestyle brand. Shout out, great show, everyone liked it. So it sucks they died. Although they're not the. I keep hearing they actually didn't like each other by the end. I know he did this grandiose like tribute, sucks. But I thought they maybe didn't get along by
Can
the end.
Can you get a fact check?
I saw some rumblings about that too, but I don't think that.
For what reason?
I mean, I think it's Hollywood, it's business, it's money, but I don't think they were to the point that like, I think he was still very upset about
such
that.
Such a fun show.
Yeah.
If Dave died, we'd like probably be kind of upset.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I would maybe send a tweet and be like, sucks that Dave's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how that would play out.
Maybe you should like fake your death to see.
I'd love to. Homer Simpson I would love to fake my death and check out the
kill Dave.
Well, you know how like a newspaper has like pre-written obituaries for everyone who's old? We should get pre-made shirts for you in case you die.
Oh, you know what we're going to do with him?
Like, just have like a shirt. Like, we should have shirt designs.
No, you know what we're going to do when you die? We're going to prop you up like one of those Puerto Rican gangsters. You know, when they like stuff the body and they keep it like alive.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That's what we'll do for you.
Or we'll cremate you and then we could sell like a like, you know how they sell like dirt to like, you know, Wrigley?
If I die, I would be insulted if Barstool didn't profit off.
Oh, wow.
Right. Well, yeah. That's the way he wanted to go out.
You want Robin Big?
Yeah, give it to us.
So basically, they had a falling out, it sounds like, over money, who was getting paid what on the show. Big didn't go to Rob's wedding. It seems like, they had a falling out.
But then there was like pictures of Big with Rob's kids. So obviously, after the wedding, they smoothed that over. So I think it was business shit. But let's kill Dave. Let's get back to that.
Quick update. No, important update. And this is, I didn't put this on the topic, but I just thought it was necessary. Jim McElwainy has publicly come out and said he did not hump the shark. Mm-hmm.
What's your feeling on this situation?
Well, first and foremost, I don't know who it is, but it isn't me.
Clearly. I mean, what's your just feeling in general, just that something like this could even get out there and become a story?
Well, I guess that's for you guys to answer. And you know, in the world we live, what is a story? I just know this, it isn't me.
He doesn't know who it is.
Which means
then it must be true. No, I believe him, yo.
Yeah, if you have to publicly make an announcement and get in front of like the
press. Well, you got asked that.
The shark company's gonna follow him forever.
Of course. Love SEC football.
Yeah.
Because you have the Comey thing going on. We could be under attack, and honestly, all SEC football is ever going to care about is SEC football and whether their coaches are humping sharks and like energy drinks, and they are truly a different country.
Yes.
Imagine having a point in your life where you need to like make a statement like that was not me naked humping.
But he does.
It's a very serious business.
Yeah.
Like people are paying attention. Very like
the message boards have been firing on fire
for sure.
Yeah. Everyone on a message board is Danny Boy Kane. Down
times
SEC.
Like a million. Yeah. They literally live in a parallel universe that I would love to live in. That's a rundown. Anything post show?
You guys want a darty?
You missed a tough effort last night. We
I heard. I a lot of disappointed guys.
Yeah, it was Caleb, a game. It was another
Caleb
game we should have won.
Was like the most depressing.
Coley's very banged up about
it.
He's not happy.
Our problem is we really are just really bad at shooting.
Yeah,
we had so many open shots.
As I understand it, it was a great defensive effort, yeah. And just nobody could hit buckets.
It was bad.
These Giants are killing me. They had first and third, one out. They got tied the game. They didn't score.
You're
Giants
back.
Stink.
I heard rumblings of retirement.
Yeah, it was supposed to be after the Derby.
Yeah, it was.
Well, this is how it starts. You're in for baseball season.
I'm down so much. I bet yesterday, so I won a little. I'm about to go probably 0-3 the way this is looking. It's just, but I will be done. This is my last week. I can't lose.
But Preakness.
Preakness. Yeah, horse racing.
And the NBA Finals.
I don't consider horse racing gambling.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't count.
NBA Finals, too.
Speaking of that NBA game, I bet that I actually got lucky because of the over.
Oh yeah, and it went to overtime.
It won by well one point. Right. They didn't score for the first 4 minutes. That was the worst basketball I've ever seen played.
There's nothing worse than having overtime and thinking like you need like 12 points and they just can't.
They literally scored 0 points for the first I think 3 minutes, and then there were 3 3-point plays in a row in the last minute and put it over by 1 point. We need a free throw. But the Rockets stink. The Spurs stink. I don't know what the Rockets were doing. They didn't do anything. They just stood there, brought the ball to Harden. Harden would kind of dribble and take a three and miss by a mile. He did that for 6 straight minutes of that game. It was bananas to watch. Tonight we got the Celtics. So that's a big
and
game.
The
I'd
Caps,
like to be
Penguins, Nasty Nate and PFT.
I know, what
the
a pair.
Dynamic duo.
What a pair.
They started drinking at like 11 a.m.
What a pair.
And they have
you,
a.
You been cucked, you think, maybe? Wally Pipped? You might be
okay.
out. Nate
that's
in.
That's okay, yeah. I think they have a bus back at like 12:30 a.m.
Nate really weaseled that in because he
that's
asked if he could go.
Lose.
And I was
drunk and they lose.
Dude, no. PFT, like, if he has to take a bus back drunk after a Game 7 loss with Nasty Nate.
Nasty Nate.
That's a tough one.
I mean.
That is a tough
Nasty one. Nate was, it was pretty clear last night that we need you to keep Nate in check.
I heard he was not exactly the most positive influence on the sideline.
You know, I'm a Nate guy through and through, so I he didn't bother me, but it's also, it's very clear that there's a check and balance in like the universe, and you are the person who needs to keep Nate in check.
Wild that you're like the point man to keep to rein Nate in.
Nate,
like that's your role here,
Nate. Nate gets a little. Nate feels himself a little bit.
He's an egomaniac. He's a problem.
I mean, that's why I love him. You never know. He's
a problem.
He's a problem.
He's the most confident, unconfident guy
in the world. It's crazy.
Did you see that he's like he's just taking like money off Smitty every day now?
And that,
like $200 off
that's where he gets
I mean,
so confident, yeah, so cocky. He's
like,
snickering like, you're just so bad.
Those two of them are so funny.
I can't
like,
believe Smitty hasn't killed him yet. Yeah.
Smitty seems like a guy, if you just put a mouse trap, and you know, you see those things, they keep getting shocked. Like, going like, that's Smitty.
He's
going
to keep playing me.
Yeah. Keep playing
every
Nate
day.
Poker.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. By the way. Darty season on he's, sale.
In case you
I don't
didn't
think
know.
We didn't
this
make
is gonna
that
be
clear.
The summer of Darty.
In case you didn't know.
These hats are awesome.
The hats.
The logo. Wow. The logo.
Yeah.
Sick. Frankie Borelli?
Frankie Borelli.
By the way, quick shout out to Frankie Borelli too. Frankie Borelli had Glennie and Robbie Fox and Trent in like tears this morning. Just bullying him about the Rangers.
He has so much hate in his heart for the Rangers.
I walked
it was
in,
a beautiful thing
like,
to watch.
I mean, I helped him out.
And he's like, here's my time.
Yeah,
he saunters over here
he
like,
just
let's
like,
go.
He's been retweeting them. I mean, it is true. You can't call yourself the king if you've never won anything.
Listen, would you say that the Rangers are overrated?
Possibly the most
overrated yes, thank
team
you,
of all time.
Yeah, before you get on here. They were seriously almost in tears. Like, he was just, it was old school bullying.
Because
like Glennie was just sitting there being like, I love the Rangers, they're my favorite team. And Frankie was like,
the Rangers
suck.
Fans.
They're overrated.
Rangers fans think they're going to win the Stanley Cup every single year, even though they never fucking do. It would be like if I honestly was like, I think the Mets are going to win every single year.
Right.
It never
right.
happens.
Hey, what's up?
Let me tell you.
I'm sorry that Ranger fans feel this way about their team. Listen, I.
Even that voice is great.
Yeah. The thing about the Rangers is, the New York Islanders are one of the worst franchises in all sports, and I own that completely. But the New York Rangers will not let me shut up. They've been around since, for 110 years, and they just have 4 Stanley Cups, so do the Islanders. They refuse to win more than me. They just refuse to do it. Every single year they have a chance and they refuse to do it. They call their goalie King Henrik. He's won nothing.
Nothing.
Nada.
That is true.
Zip. Zero.
It's embarrassing. I said this. I don't think the Rangers, we talked about it. In Boston, it's the Canadians, Bruins are the rivalry. The Rangers is a very New York mecca thing. I don't think outside of New York anyone's like, oh, the Rangers are good. I guess Ranger fans, you're saying.
Well, it goes back to talk about the mecca.
I think anytime New York's involved.
Yeah. It's the Garden. It's the mecca. They have the guy that sings the national anthem.
No, they think they're involved. That's what Frankie's
I don't even know who sings the Rangers national anthem.
What's the guy's name? The guy... Amarante. Who? They all start crying when he sings
it. They all start crying when he sings the national anthem.
I didn't feel bad because obviously I jumped in with Frankie and I was talking shit about Henrik, but Glennie Balls looked like he was about to cry.
Frankie would just let him have it. Frankie has turned into like, we did this pizza review for that $38 pizza review the other day.
Yeah.
He had to edit it out. He edits them. We never edit it. They're just straight. He edited himself to make himself not look like
an
asshole.
He has so much
hate.
He went in on the picture of him from last summer or whenever he came in for an interview. It's wild.
He went in on this $38 pizza guy in his face eating the pizza. He goes, oh, I could make this in 20 minutes at Borelli's.
I could already tell this is very wet. You didn't talk about how wet this pizza is. It's soaked. My fingers are soaked right now.
It felt like, a little greasy garlic bread type thing. That's what I meant by that.
I've had better.
Frankie!
I told you when we were walking here, I did not... you better knock our balls to the ground with a $38 pizza. And I said, don't do this to us, guys. Do not do this to us. And I did not like this pizza. It's good! But I don't think I'd, like, thanks, wait a month. It was a month.
It's for people... It's for Joe.
But for dough enthusiasts.
For people
you gotta wait a month to eat this. You gotta wait a month. I can call Borelli's Italian restaurant and get a Sicilian slice in 10 minutes.
We got to put this.
The
in
guy
the
almost
down.
Fucking
you put
cried,
this in the now.
And then he edited it out. I was like, I was stunned. I did it. I was like, wow, that
was camera issues.
So mean. He just took it out.
I didn't want to like slander his business, my name my business, but I guess we're doing that now.
I mean, did it right in his face.
It was a gimmick pizza. That was.
Do
you go home now and like sit in your dad's chair at the dining room table? Like, I'm the man now. Like, that's how I feel. Like,
I've been doing that since I was like 11 years old at that place. So
the transformation of Frankie Borelli.
No, I love it. I love it. All right. That's the show.
Sorry for guarding.
I think, we're going to know that. I guess we're doing a thing where this is going to air live on Twitter, and then so people can like keep up. It'll just run live, and then I'm going to be online so we can have live reaction to it as we go.
Interesting.
Yeah, new little thing that the business people scoped out.
We're just going to play this
on
Twitter.
Did you see, by the way, Nike ran a two...
It's not going to be live at all. We're just going to play this on Twitter.
Yeah.
It'll just be like a video
on
Twitter.
You and your semantics. These light blue socks.
By the way,
thing.
Dave, did you see the Twitter with this live video stuff they're doing? Nike did like a two-hour marathon. They just stole our idea. The worst idea ever. In running a marathon live on TV.
Listen, we're so far ahead.
They even steal our bad ideas.
What was the thing?
We've crushed all the bad ideas.
There was something else that we're way
the Patriots murdered the Mets.
Oh, yeah. Everyone tweeted out that the Patriots murdered the Mets. I said the Patriots killed the Mets like 3 years ago.
From?
I think it was something to do with the Jets.
Francesa?
Like a comeback? Someone called him on my theory to Francesa and asked him if the Pats killed the Mets. He was so confused.
Oh, man. All right, see you on Twitter, I guess.
All right, yeah, I'll see you guys on Twitter.
Watch the video on Twitter.
I need good updates right now.
But this is the end of the video, so they wouldn't even know that we...
No, they wouldn't.
Like, they're going to get to this and be like, wait, what?
We could have watched
this on Twitter.
Live.